evening, we'll continue our reporting on President Biden's precarious position. There's a lot going on behind the scenes. Some of it is speculation. Some of it I know to be true, and I will delineate the two. When I know it to be true, I'll tell you. When I think it's true, I'll tell you that, so we're not going to get involved with any kind of fallacious activity here. Vice President Harris is now in an interesting position because, as we reported yesterday, there is no chance, zero, that Joe Biden runs for president in 24. He's not going to be nominated by his party. He's not going to go into the process. He'll be lucky if he makes the next 2.5 years. And I don't think he will. I put the odds at 40% he'll resign for health reasons, but personally, I don't think he's going to make it. There's going to be more bad news coming out about Hunter Biden, his son, and the country is almost at rock bottom now as far as confidence in the executive branch. He has no constituency anymore. But the Harris situation is interesting, and that she is the subject of this evening's talking points memo. So first, let's run down who she is, in case you forget. Born in California, Indian and Jamaican background. Went to Howard University in D.C., University of California Law School. Started her career as a deputy DA in Oakland, Alameda County. Went over to San Francisco, became the DA there. Then got elected Attorney General of California. She was in the machine, the political machine there, which is very powerful. And at the time was run by Willie Brown, and she was a girlfriend of his. And it was a pretty significant story at the time. Anyway, after being Attorney General, she became a U.S. Senator from California, defeated Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez, overwhelmingly defeated her. Then she ran for president. In the primary, she got 2% polling, which means that she made no impression at all in the primary process in the year 2020. Nevertheless, she was appointed vice president by Joe Biden to run with him. It was an affirmative action situation. Everybody knows that. If Kamala Harris had been a white woman, she would not have gotten the nod. Joe Biden doesn't particularly like her because of the accusation lodged by Ms. Harris against him in the primary debate that he was racist. You'll remember that. Joe Biden probably likes Kamala Harris less than Joe. Anyway, she is a devoted, committed progressive, never is going to get out of that. You can't reason with her. There's no compromising with her. She's a far left individual. She lived in comfort in California because that's the system out there. But now she's in Washington. It's a little bit different. She is never going to change. Now, as you remember, President Biden appointed her the czarina of the border to try to solve some of those problems down there. And, you know, Ms. Harris totally rejected that. She just didn't do it. It's embarrassing for Biden, but think about it. The president says, well, the vice president's going to be down the border to try to solve some of these problems. The vice president goes, no, I'm not going to do it. She didn't say that, but that's exactly what she did. She went on one short jaunt to Central America to find the root causes, you know, a bunch of BS, and then she never went back. And Biden's never been down there either because they don't care to even acknowledge there's a southern border. Anyway, she's now the point person on the Roe v. Wade controversy. And yesterday, she was in Atlantic City speaking to the NAACP. Roll the tape.
We know, NAACP, that our country has a history of claiming ownership over human bodies. And today, extremist so-called leaders are criminalizing doctors and punishing women for making healthcare decisions for themselves. Personal decisions that is her right to make in consultation with her doctor, her pastor, her priest, her rabbi, her loved ones, not her government telling her what to do.
So the key line in that is that this country has a history of claiming ownership over human bodies, obviously a reference to slavery. And she's making a comparison to the Roe v. Wade decision, slavery, Roe v. Wade. Well, this is preposterous. I mean, she's acting like the federal government of the United States hasn't changed since 1860. I've submitted, long submitted, that Kamala Harris has no frame of reference, doesn't understand this country, doesn't care to understand it, sees issues in a racial prism. That's worked very well for her. Would never, under any circumstances, be elected president of this country. So even if Biden goes and she's a placeholder, she will never, ever win the nomination, the Democratic nomination. She is a strident woman. Her polling numbers are lower than Biden's. I don't know how that's possible, but they are. So the Democratic Party understands that the damage Joe Biden is doing to the progressive movement and the Democratic Party is incalculable right now. And a change can't get any worse, even if it's Kamala Harris. But in my humble opinion, she has no future as far as the presidency is concerned. And that's the memo. So my sources tell me, and again, this is speculation. It's not fact. I don't know this to be true. But this is what I'm being told, that there are intense meetings going on in the White House yesterday and today, of which Joe Biden is part of those meetings, to try to save his presidency. So it's rock bottom in the polls, and we'll show you that in a moment. But they got to figure out something to do. The Roe v. Wade thing didn't get traction, as I knew it wouldn't. When people are suffering economically, global warming, Roe v. Wade, abortion, all of that goes way down the list, okay, when you have personal pain. So Harris's comments comparing slavery to the Supreme Court decision did catch the eye of conservatives, as you knew they would. And here is the Fox News White House correspondent go.
Does the president agree with her that the recent Supreme Court decision on abortion access is similar to slavery?
I have not seen her comments. I would like to see her comments for myself
comment
before.
Was, we know at NAACP that our country has a history of claiming ownership over human bodies. And today, extremist so-called leaders are criminalizing doctors and punishing women from making healthcare decisions for themselves.
Well, she is correct.
All right, so there you go. I mean, this whole administration, it's in a twilight zone, and they're never going to give an inch, and they're fanatics, and everybody knows it. All right, now let's just get to the polling numbers, which are interesting. The CNN poll, which is, you know, CNN props up Biden every day. But they have to, they took a poll of 1,459 respondents, so they have to report the poll. And here's what they found out. 7 in 10 Americans say President Biden hasn't paid enough attention to the nation's most pressing problems. I mean, that's pretty bad. All right. Among people of color, 45% now approve of Biden's overall performance, down from 54% in the spring. So he's losing people of color. That doesn't count Hispanics, by the way. All right. Hispanics have already turned against Biden. Only 28% of Democrats strongly approve of Joe Biden's performance. 28%. Those are the zealots. All right. And only 18% of Americans describe the nation's economy as in good shape. Everything is expensive these days. You know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. So that's a CNN poll. And I mean, it's obvious. I mean, there's no constituency left for Biden. He's not going to make a comeback. He's 80 in November. He's an old 80. And it's just, things are just going to get worse. Now, the media continues to prop him up. And have you heard one left-wing media operation apologize for endorsing Joe Biden? I haven't. If you know of any, please let me know. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. So Gallup took a poll and media confidence among the folks at an all-time low. Only 16% of Americans have strong confidence in newspapers. Only 11% of Americans have strong confidence in television news. Now, what kind of a loon would have strong confidence in either newspapers or television news? Come on. It's ridiculous. I mean, these are parodies now of when I used to work for network news and when I used to be on the Fox News channel. It's a parody. It's so different. I don't understand. But it might be because Pew Research took another poll and they asked journalists themselves. And this is fascinating. So 55% of American journalists say that both sides of a story should not be told. 55%, more than half, go, nah, you don't need to tell both sides of the story. All right, and 60% of all journalists believe that news organizations tend to favor one side. Yeah, they do. New York Times, Associated Press, Washington Post, LA Times, NBC News, all the other networks, cable, Fox is conservative, MSNBC is liberal, CNN is liberal. I don't know of one that is in favor one side or the other. Not one. All right? And then they asked the journalist final question, how much of a problem do you think made-up news, fake news, is in the country today? Very big problem, 71%. So at least the journalists know what fake news is and how pernicious it is. Now, why does this matter? It matters because unless you want to be like Russia, that's where the American media is heading. To Russia. So Putin controls all of the media flow to the 146 million people who live in Russia. They don't hear anything other than what Putin wants them to hear. No two sides to the story. It's Putin's side and that's it. So all of those people have no clue what's going on in the world. How could they know? It's a blackout. And don't say they can go on the internet because the internet's worse. There are no standards on the internet. They can say whatever they want to say. So you're stranded. Now, it used to be in this country, there was a semblance, there was a structure where you could get information and you make decisions, voting decisions, economic decisions, social decisions based on valid information. That's why you're watching and listening to me right now. Because we don't do this nonsense. We're up front. Always have been. That's why we are the most successful independent news agency in the world right now. So we're going the way Russia is. It's a little bit different than China. China just basically runs the media. But Russia has a bunch of different companies, media companies. But they do what Putin tells them to do, or they may disappear. Now, we're not going to get to that point, although there are many journalists I'd like to see disappear, but I'm not going to call for that. We're not going to get there. Where we are is you, the news consumer on television or radio, cannot get the truth on a regular basis. Let's talk to our media guy, Bernie Goldberg, North Carolina, purveyor BernardGoldberg.com. Okay, am I overstating things, Bernie?
Did you ever see the movie Casablanca?
Of course.
Great movie. There's a scene where Captain Renault goes to Rick's Cafe and goes into the back room and discovers that there's gambling going on. And he famously says, I'm shocked. Well, that was my reaction to the Gallup poll that basically said, nobody trusts the media anymore. Except if you don't know the movie, Captain Renault wasn't really shocked, and I'm not really shocked. It totally no surprise. When I wrote Bias, which came out 20 years ago, journalists at least try to hide their biases. They don't try to hide their biases anymore. Whether it's cable, whether it's big city newspapers, it's really a lot different than it was a mere 20 years ago.
Now, when you, if you had a occasion to interview the CEO of Disney or Comcast or CBS, where you worked for decades, and you said the same thing to them, do you think they would care?
I'm not flattering you, but that's a great question. That's a great question because I have met people who work the overnight at 7-Eleven selling beef jerky and soda to insomniacs who have more introspection than the people who work and run news organizations. The answer to your question is, first of all, they wouldn't listen to me, but if somehow they were forced to listen to me, I'd have no effect on them whatsoever. They have no introspection about the problems that their industry, that their business, that journalism is facing. They don't care. You know why they don't care? Because they don't have any respect for the people that they deliver the news to.
There is one thing they care about.
Yeah, the bottom line.
Money. So if, as long as the news agency is money making, you're right. They don't care what anybody says.
Yeah.
Now, there are a couple of things that may change that in the short term. The Dominion lawsuits against the conservative television media, they're going to lose. The conservative television media is going to lose that. And you remember that a number of people said that the Dominion voting machines in the 2020 election were rigged for Biden. It turned out to be false, demonstrably false. So the conservative television operations are all being sued, Fox, for $1.5 billion. Now, when they see that, there's got to be a little bit of a pullback from the fake news that we're throwing out there, right?
Let me throw out a possible other side to that observation you made. They may not lose the case. There was
They'll settle a case, Bernie. They're going to settle.
Hold on. There was a case several years ago against Tucker Carlson on Fox News. He said something that was blatantly not true, and he was sued for some kind of defamation. He won the case, and you know what the judge said in the case, a federal judge? Nobody really believes what he says, so you shouldn't expect that what he said was
okay, but that's totally different, because now they're going to depose, they being Dominion's lawyers, all of the CEOs of the agencies they're suing.
Yeah,
they're going to go in and destroy the structure. So all of these outfits are going to have to settle for a lot of money. It's going to hurt them.
Right, right. And when Sidney Powell gets sued, her defense is going to be, who in his right mind believes what I have to say? Anyway, look.
Well, it's different, though. When you sue a corporation, it's different when you sue an individual.
Yeah, right. I
hope much different.
I hope the media does lose because they need to be held accountable. Now, whether it's going to change the way they do business, it may be a business decision. How much did we lose here? How much do we gain by pandering to the audience? That's going to be
these numbers are so huge, and what they're going to have to pay Dominion is going to be just staggering. So there's got to be some kind of moderation imposed on both sides. Now, I only use the Dominion thing because it's in play now. This lawsuit's underway. My next question is, because the media is so corrupt, at this point in history, it benefits Joe Biden, does it not?
Well, most of the media, this is you can't dispute what I'm about to say. Most journalists are liberal. Most news organizations are liberal. Joe Biden is liberal to left wing. Yeah, they're going to support him more than they support any Republican. So does it help him? Yeah, but we're noticing something new, which you touched on in that CNN poll in your lead-in. Even liberal media, they're not going to squander what little credibility they still have. in support of Joe Biden. When they realize, and they're realizing that now, that he's hopeless.
Yeah, there's he's no, done.
There's
Finished.
No there's no hope for him turning this around. They're not going to go under the bus with him.
But they're going to continue to ignore stories like Hunter Biden, where they totally ignored that. The only way Hunter Biden's story comes out, and the importance of the Hunter Biden story is, it is quite possible that his father, as a sitting vice president, helped him make all of this money overseas, and Mr. Biden, it's alleged, did not pay taxes on that money, and his father was involved with a lot of these transactions directly. That's a huge story. That's a Spiro Agnew story.
Yet, if that's true.
If it's, absolutely. If it's true. Grand jury sitting now, it's been sitting for 2 years. It's the longest grand jury I've ever heard of. And they can't, if the grand jury comes back with an indictment on Hunter Biden, they can't snuff that story down.
Let me pick up on the fact that certain news organizations are ignoring certain kinds of stories. There's one group that gets a free pass in all of the discussions we have about bias. And the reason it gets a free pass is because nobody wants to bite the hand that feeds them. And that group is the consumer of news, the audience, the reader of the newspaper, the viewer of the TV show. They say, they yell the loudest, we're against bias. BS, Bill, BS. They like bias, as long as it's bias that mirrors their bias.
Some of them, but the audience,
most of them.
Here's where you're making a mistake. The zealots, absolutely right, but the circulation for all of the newspapers is drastically declining.
Right.
And the ratings for the television operations are drastically declining, which tells you the only people left reading and watching are the zealots, whether they're on the left or the right. The regular folks have bailed.
So let me ask you a question. If the geniuses who run cable news operations, Fox, CNN, if they wanted to bring back those people that you rightly say they've lost, I know those people who say, I don't watch this anymore. I can't watch this.
Yeah, they're here. They're watching you and me right now.
Right, right. So if they wanted to bring them back because there's money in bringing them back, wouldn't they move more to the middle? No, they don't.
They don't know how. There is a scant amount of talent available to do what we do.
Well,
because most of the talent is so crazy ideologically, most of the talent, all right, they're not traditionally trained like Bernie Goldberg and Bill O'Reilly.
Absolutely.
That's gone. All right, final question.
And there's a lack of talent in the front offices also.
Yeah, I mean, there's no news talent there. It's ridiculous. So you're up in the mountains of North Carolina, and it's summer. And outside of shooting squirrels, you're running BernardGoldberg.com, right? So what's going on your website? I want everybody to go there tonight. So what are we going to see?
Well, I'll tell you two things. First, there's written stuff, columns. There's audio stuff. There's video chat just about every once a week or thereabouts where I'm interviewed by somebody on my staff, and we answer all sorts of questions. We literally answer questions from people who write in. I literally sit by my computer and answer their questions. But the most I can offer anybody is my honest opinion, and I promise you one thing. No matter how much I like you personally, no matter how much I respect your intelligence, I will not kiss your rear end to make you happy. I will give you my honest opinion. You could agree with me. I hope you do. But if you don't, that's fine also. You could write to me and tell me why you think I'm a jerk. But I will never, ever do what too many cable news people do. I will not pander to you.
Right.
In your
and we don't do that either. And it's worked for us. The website is BernardGoldberg.com, and I hope everybody visits. Bernie, good to see you. Thanks for helping us out tonight. So we discovered a website called MoneySavingMom.com. MoneySavingMom, one word, .com. Okay? So it's a website run by a woman named Crystal Payne. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She lives in Franklin, Tennessee. Nice area, all right? She is a homeschool graduate, sister to six, daughter of wise, financially savvy parents, she says, mother of four, and a foster mom. Okay, so this woman, Crystal Payne, is doing a lot, but she has this website, and we asked her to come in. She joins us now from Franklin, Tennessee, and we're very pleased that that you're with us. We know that you give a lot of money to faith-based situations, and we applaud that as well as your resume. So I asked Crystal to give us give the No Spin News listeners and viewers five tips that even I can understand, which brings the bar down, that will save you immediate money. So Crystal, have you come up with the five?
I have a lot more than five, but I'm gonna
we'll have you back, but give me five now that people can write down, and then we'll have you back and we'll do this on a fairly regular basis, all right? Is there enough?
Yes, absolutely. So first off, price compare. There are lots of different apps that you can use, like the Flip app, that you can price compare different like groceries in your area or different prices in your area to see where you can get the best price, or like the Gas Buddy app that you can use. But if you're like, I don't even want to use apps, a simple way to price compare is just to, you know, make a phone call. So this is something that we're in the process of getting fencing put in our backyard. And so we just called and we asked for three different quotes, three different people to come out and give us quotes so that we could get the best deal. Or making a phone call in the sense of, you know, asking, is your internet, are you getting the best deal on your internet that you can get, or the best deal on your utilities that you can get? It never hurts to just make a phone call once a year or every 6 months and say, hey, this is what I'm paying right now. Is this the best deal that you can give me right now?
Okay. Insurance, that it works there because you can compare the rates for the same kind of thing that you have. But you mentioned a Flip app. Is that F-L-I-P? Is that what it is?
Yes. So it shows different flyers, so sales flyers for different places in your area. So like, you know, if you have three different grocery stores, it will show you the different flyers for those stores. And so you can see what's the best deal on eggs this week, what's the best deal on flour this week, what's the best deal on whatever it is that you're going to buy that week. And so that you can make sure that you are shopping at the store that's going to give you the best deal.
Okay.
Another way to price compare is if you shop on Amazon, you can actually go to camelcamelcamel.com. Yes, three camels. And you can put in the price of any item that you typically would buy and what you would pay, and then it will track the prices for you so that you can see when the price goes under that amount so that you can always get the best deal on Amazon.
All right, so camelcamelcamel.com, right? And then something will pop up on your computer or your iPhone, and then you'll put in, I need to buy this item, and you have to put in a price. You yourself have to put in a price. All right, so you price the item, whatever it may be, and then the camel thing will pop your phone if the price goes down. Is that what it is?
Yes, they'll send you an email. So we actually have price alerts for lots of different things that we buy. So then I know when it goes, like, let's say
okay.
Toilet paper.
So you put in 20 things that you have to buy, that you know you have to buy, and camelcamelcamel.com will send you an email when the price goes below what the retail price you know of it is. That, do I have it?
Yes, you do, absolutely.
Okay. Camel, camel, camel. All right, what's the next one?
Okay, shop loss leaders. So a lot of people don't know, this is especially great at the grocery store, which grocery prices are all going up and you're hearing it everywhere. You know, you're gonna have to raise your grocery budget, but shop the loss leaders. So this is the front of the flyer at your local store. They usually have their best deals there and they call them loss leaders, which means that they're basically taking a loss to get you into the store, but they're hoping that you're gonna fill up your cart with a whole bunch of other things. And so look for what is on the front of the flyer at your local grocery store and shop those things. I try to plan our menu and what we're eating around those things. If you want to take it even a little bit further, you can also look for markdowns. A lot of grocery stores like Target and Kroger affiliate stores, they have where they'll have like stickers on meats and produce and you can get a great deal. And so a lot of times that is what we plan our menu around, is the loss leaders and the markdowns, and then also what we have on hand. And that's the way we save a lot at the grocery store.
Okay. What about gasoline?
So I was talking about price comparing. Well, there is an app called Gas Buddy that you can actually then see the best deals on gas prices in your area. So you can see which gas station has the best price. I've heard from a lot of people that Sam's Club is one of the best places right now and that it's actually worth buying a membership to Sam's Club or Costco to get their gas prices, but you might just check around, check the Gas Buddy app. And another deal that you can also look into is there's an app called Upside and you can actually earn cash back for every gallon of gas that you purchase at certain gas.
Upside, right? The app Upside. All right, so all of this you deal with on moneysavingmom.com. If somebody doesn't quite get everything, they can go to your website, Crystal, moneysavingmom.com, and you got it all there, and they can walk through it there. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so we will have you back. Continue compiling little things for us, and then we'll put you in the Smart Life segment. And we really appreciate it. Thanks for helping out all Americans. It's a very nice thing you're doing.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Okay, here's a good media story. By good, I mean illuminating. So you remember the 10-year-old girl who was raped and got an abortion story? Well, it was very confusing in the beginning. So the rape happened, according to authorities, on May 12, 2022, okay, this year. All right, this poor 10-year-old girl was raped. Well, after the Supreme Court decision in June, the Roe v. Wade going back to the states, Ohio immediately said no abortions in this state after 6 weeks. So the 10-year-old had to go to Indiana. And Joe Biden on July 8th said, 10 years old, raped, 6 weeks pregnant, already traumatized. He made it public worldwide. Biden did about this case. Well, after that, there was no backup. The authorities in Ohio and Indiana didn't say anything. So what happened was that a bunch of conservative pundits and media said was a fake story. All right. Now, I was going to use some clips, but there are so many of them. It wouldn't be fair to single out a few of the conservative commentators and put them up there. But it was, Newsmax, OANN, Fox News, Wall Street Journal. Every traditional conservative outlet said the story is a fake and Biden's not telling the truth. You remember that, right? Well, on Tuesday, July 12th, okay, about a week ago, a guy was arrested for the rape. Gerson Fuentes, 27 years old, illegal immigrant from Guatemala. He's arrested in Ohio, all right? He confesses to raping the 10-year-old girl, who did get an abortion. She crossed into Indiana, which had didn't have the restrictive law that Ohio does, and she got an abortion, which is just tragic beyond anything. Anyway, this guy Fuentes and the illegal aspect of this case is being played down, of course, by the left-wing media. He is in prison, $2 million bond. He'll never get out of prison. This guy's in prison You know, he'll be convicted. He already confessed. He's gone. But that's not the important thing. The important thing is the story was used as a political cudgel, boom, all right, by Biden and by the right, both. Now, here's what I said about the story. This is what date? July 14th. No, that's the Wall Street Journal I'm going to put up in a minute. Here's what I said. This is July 6th. If a 10-year-old girl gets pregnant, it should be dealt with as a health emergency, not an abortion controversy. Reason and perspective are needed in complicated situations, unquote. That's what I said. That's all I said. That's it. Because I didn't know. And when I don't know, I don't say. But all of these other vehicles were all over the place on it. And that's why you're here, listening and watching me. I don't do that. And what I said about the poor girl, that's a medical emergency. That's not an abortion thing. Okay? She's 10. You don't ruin her life. You make the medical authorities a responsibility, the states a responsibility to save the girl, too. Okay? Save the girl. It's not abortion. This is medical emergency. Trauma. So the Wall Street Journal, and I will use this because the Wall Street Journal, in my opinion, is the best editorial page in the country. They made the same mistake. They raised questions that this was fake. And here's what they said in their apology on July 4th. It's unusual that no one in law enforcement stepped forward to confirm the rape referral had been made, especially after the story had gone viral for days on the internet. But we appreciate our obligation to correct the record on the case, which is a terrible one. The best news is that an alleged rapist has been taken off the street, unquote. Well, they should have noted that the alleged rapist is undocumented. But I didn't see any other people make a correction. They didn't do it.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety. And it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. 18 House Republicans voted against supporting Finland and Sweden in NATO. The recognizable names are Lauren Boebert, Colorado, Matt Gaetz, Florida, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Georgia, okay, and Chip Roy, Texas. Why did they vote against Finland and Sweden going into NATO? Because they don't want NATO at all. The hard right doesn't trust NATO. They want to be in it. Boom. The isolationist movement. It was interesting. All right, Smart Life, we are on a campaign. We want to hear your tips for helping your fellow Americans get through this hellacious inflation. So I got a few letters here. Larry Baker in Lubbock. Says driving 35 miles an hour gets best gas mileage in most motor vehicles. Going 80 really cuts the MPG. Slowing down will make you some money. Larry, if you're going 35 in Texas, you're going to be on the road for a long time. Okay? I mean, I'm not arguing with you. You want to do 35 in the panhandle, okay. But time is money, right? Cindy Jan Tommaso, Winter Haven, Florida, use ceiling fans. I do. I do, Cindy. I cut that air down, particularly at night. I use the ceiling fans, and that's a really good way to save on your electric bill. Karen Bardell, Kalama, Washington, use clotheslines to dry clothing. Sheets smell so nice. Depends on what kind of neighborhood you live in. If you're in Central Jersey, no. But yeah, my mom used to put the clothes on a clothesline, and that'll save you electricity. That's a good tip. Here is the final thought of the day. We have a new partner in entertainment, an entertainment partner, VidGo. V as in Victor, IDGO, VidGo. Streaming service, brand new. Rob Gronkowski, the NFL player, is the marketer here. VidGo can get you pretty much all the entertainment you want for $59 a month. I'm paying almost $200. I looked at the VidGo sheet. I go, wait a minute. I don't use 90% of the cable stuff they give me. There's nothing on it. Crazy. I mean, how many times you got to see Night of the Living Dead? I don't have to say it again. All right? VidGo. So you'll be hearing more about them because we're partnering up. They're our entertainment partner. I want you to check it out. Okay? VidGo.com. How easy is that? VidGo.com. Check them out. Save you money. Thanks for watching and listening. We'll see you tomorrow.